Theodoropoulos has been good enough to join me to have a bit of a chat about the news of the day for rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Theo, welcome to you. Great to have you back on.
G'day.
What's been making the news today? Will Liam Baker challenge, do you think? Is that going ahead?
That is going to go ahead, yes, this evening. It was, not sure if you saw it, it was a bit of a clumsy marking contest. He went back with the flight and cracked into Melican from the Swans. He was left a little dazed. I mean, you'd think, looking at the incident, it looked a little untidy, but you know, I don't think it was of the severity of a heavier knock where Melican wasn't obviously concussed. He played on the rest of the game. I think you argue the severity of the impact there, and you'd like to think, even though you want to see these sort of contests stamped out where a player is put at risk with the potential to cause injury, given that this one's got the potential to be downgraded to low impact and a bit of a fine for Liam Baker. But that is just my opinion, of course, and we've all seen a bit of tribunal action over the years that we're just not sure when it comes to protecting players. That's now paramount. But if I was going to jump into the hot seat and argue, then I'd be arguing the impact severity there.
So you think you're trying to get it downgraded as opposed to just saying that he was going for the ball, trying to spoil it, and that's it?
You could argue that, but he was pretty late on it. You can't dispute that he collected the body. You can't dispute that it was careless. So I'd just be arguing that the impact wasn't medium. I'd say it was low. Free kick was played, and away we go. Similar to not in action, but in the Scott Pendlebury situation with Lachie Neale. I mean, it was a careless sort of knock. It was graded correctly as your sort of low impact. This one as well, Baker's got a genuine case to make that he was trying to get the ball, but he got there late. No real harm done, low impact, and I think away we go.
Do you think Hawthorn will have a chat to the AFL and get an explanation from the umpires on the way that Ginnivan's umpired?
Well, again, a case to be made there, but I did like what Sam Mitchell said, and it was a strong stance and a bit of a message to Jack Ginnivan to say, if you play for free kicks, you're probably not going to get them. So we all know the best players go for the pill. If you put your head over the ball and put yourself in a position and you receive a high contact, then more often than not, you think the umpire makes the correct call. Now, once Jack Ginnivan drops to the knees and raises the arm, that's a dead giveaway for the umpire not to pay it. Now, some of them genuinely should have been paid. So I think Sam Mitchell and the Hawks have every right to at least ask the question. But I like that the coach has got on the front foot and said to his player, look, if you stamp that out, the rest of them should take care of themselves. But yeah, I would expect at least a very minor phone call just to say, what's the best way for Jack to go about these situations?
Be nice if we got an answer as well from AFL House. I mean, Sam can't just blame his own player, surely. He's got to get the AFL to give us all an answer, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I think from a coach's point of view, you just try and educate your player on how best to play and how the game's going to be adjudicated. But what Sam could say to Jack there is, look, if they see this certain action, which we know if we see a raising of the arm, the chances are increased that you won't receive a free kick. So when he flies for a mark and a player spoils over the top of his shoulder and collects him on the side of the head, then, I mean, 100 times out of 100, that is a free kick. But it's just the contentious ones are on the ground, aren't they? The ground ball, drop to the knee sort of stuff. So, look, I think a few of them, he certainly has a case for a free kick there, Ginnivan, for sure.
Collingwood bring side bottom straight back in this week?
Well, we didn't really get a glimpse of him today. Jeremy Howe said he's a chance. Isn't that a mouth-watering matchup too with Jack Ginnivan coming up against his old side? And Jeremy Howe, full of praise for him too, just said his footy IQ is through the roof, Jack Ginnivan. So, look, there's no doubt there'll be a little bit of spice in that one. I mean, he left on some interesting terms, as he's just outlined a bit of an eye-opening chat with Craig McRae. Do the Pies bring steel side bottom back? Look, I'd like to think if he's fit, then yeah, he absolutely plays. Collingwood, exceptional in Adelaide. Got one of the best records in the country at the Adelaide Oval. As good as Adelaide and Port Adelaide if they are to win against Hawthorn and gather round. So, yeah, a real mouth-watering one. And the Pies, have they just turned the corner, Dwayne? Well, we saw signs, didn't we, that they're starting to get back to where they need to be. So maybe another one this weekend.
Will Sydney bring Sam Wicks straight back in?
Yes, I would expect that to be the case. That was a curious one, wasn't it? Just where John Longmire's made a point just to a player that what you do on the field isn't entirely everything and things that you've got to conduct yourself a certain way. So yeah, they're bouncing back after a loss to the Tigers. Interesting game, that one too. Richmond, outstanding. Sydney, of course, you know, they've shown this year that they could be right up there at the pointy end of the season. So, yeah, I would expect those changes to be made as well. And the Tigers, there are a couple of watches at the Tigers. We know Jacob Hopper had a knee surgery. He's a couple of weeks away too. How do you replace, well, arguably your two most important players with, you know, Tom Lynch and Noah Bolto? I mean, you know, Dusty sort of missed. We had Brioli pull out late. A couple of options there for the Tigers too.
And anything else making news on Channel 7 tonight?
Well, plenty. I mean, we're going to follow this tribunal case with Baker. I mean, that's the one. And then, and where to for Hawthorn with the Ginnivan scenario? I mean, we'd like to think that the AFL gives us a bit of clarity, you know, coming up against the old team. Again, we just can't get enough of what that contest means for a couple of different reasons between the Hawks and the Pies. Plenty to come tonight, Duane.
Great to have you, Theo. We'll be watching tonight, Channel 7 News. You can watch it tonight, and Theo will be at the front of it. rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts. Theo, thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, mate. See ya.